You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. Get ready for a brand new day. Grab a cup of coffee. Pretty soon you will be on your way. Tune in to 92.7. WMDX is like a slice of heaven on your radio dial. John and Gordy will make you smile.
Big finish.
WMDX.
I don't know.
Is that Russ Laniello doing that?
Yeah, boy, not, sounds like not this time, but yeah, okay. Could have been him. Yeah. WMDX, of course. And we're chomping down some apple cider donuts that Todd brought in.
Yeah, Todd Alba. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Todd.
Yeah.
You know, we're also chomping down some Greenbush donuts.
Yeah.
You know, the best in town. Those are fantastic. I can't believe there's still a few left, actually. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, we have so many donuts in the studio right now.
Yeah, I think Jamie brought those in.
I think so, yeah.
I know. We had an order from Duck Donuts once.
Yeah,
you know, those are really fresh and really good.
Lots of donuts.
They treat you good there. So, yeah, there's a lot of donut shops all over the darn place. And, you know, you got to be good at it or else you don't survive. And
right.
They're always good.
Yeah. We have clear skies this morning, and it's freezing out there. Mm-hmm. We've got a freeze warning in effect until 9 a.m. this morning. Right now, 30 degrees with clear skies. We'll see a lot of sunshine today and highs in the low 50s.
Here, I'm thinking if we mention enough donut shops, we'll have some free donuts here in the studio. That's the only reason I'm bringing them up.
Just about every day. Okay. That would be nice.
All right, that would be great.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, we have Savannah?
We do have Savannah. Good morning, Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. How are you doing today?
I'm okay, but now I'm hungry. Donuts are my... I have to tell you, my first email address when I was 10 years old, I was in cheerleading, so it was cheer4donuts at yahoo.com. That was my very first email address.
That is amazing.
I'm a donut specialist.
Really? What's your favorite kind of donut?
What do you go for?
I love a regular cake donut with cinnamon sugar all over it. Not powdered cinnamon sugar, just regular cinnamon sugar. That's my favorite.
Well, then you would like these cider donuts because they're just like that, only just they have that hint of cider in it. Yeah, these are great.
Mm-hmm.
Fall is my time to shine.
Yeah. And by the way, they go best with coffee, the cake donuts.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what story do you have today?
Yeah, let's get into the news.
I have a feeling you'll have a strong reaction to this, and you've probably already been talking about it. The big thing I've been covering over the last week is that our SNAP benefits are going to run out a week from now.
Yes.
Here in Wisconsin, we have almost 700,000 people that rely on them. The last time we heard from the USDA, they said that they were working on some sort of backup plan. We have not heard what that backup plan is, even though the governor has now reached out to the Trump administration and basically asked them to use some rules, essentially, some laws that are in place that during a shutdown allows them to keep funding SNAP programs and move some money around and make it legal. But as of right now, there's pretty much no plan for these 700,000 people in Wisconsin. And we know that our food banks have been strapped and basically over capacity for the last few years since the start of the pandemic. Over at the River, just this year, they've been having a 14% increase in demand since the start of 2025. So, I mean, it just keeps going up.
Yeah.
And now they're all worried about what happens if there's no backup plan in place 1 week from now.
I mean, it's just so egregious. I mean, we're giving away money to billionaires. And we can't supply food to Americans all across the country.
Yeah.
And this is happening. And one of the things no one ever brings up about this whole problem is that If you think there's a problem about funding food and there's waste, fraud, and abuse involved, then come up with a plan and then execute that plan slowly and ease out the old plan that you think is filled with waste, fraud, and abuse. Right. You don't just cancel everything and then come up with a plan later on, because in between, people are going to lose their food.
Yeah. And the food banks are running low, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and every time I talk to food banks, I mean, they're the stopgap, right? They don't get any funding from our local governments. Their whole, they exist basically separately to fill the gaps that the government doesn't. Right. So it, even people who are on SNAP still need more help than what they get from their food benefits. So that is where then they come in. So now they may become the primary source of food for people, which they don't have the capacity to do.
Right, exactly. And of course, you know, the farm to food programs are defunded as well. Hmm. So we got a real problem here.
Any other headlines you want to hit this morning?
Any uplifting stories like that one?
Oh, man. I mean, one of the big things, this is not an uplifting story, but one of the things they've been talking about on the county board is the potential to cut more than two dozen positions from the sheriff's office, because they're doing a hiring freeze, right, to kind of level the whole county budget, except for when it comes to public safety. That's one of the things that's always an exception to a hiring freeze. Mm-hmm. But a couple of Dane County supervisors have proposed being able to just cut these open positions within the department and hope that that then fills the gap and they can use that money for the Department of Health and Human Services, which, as you'd imagine, the sheriff is not thrilled about, and even held a whole press conference about this week saying that if that's what they choose to do, they'll have much slower response times in our more rural parts of Dane County, places like the town of Dunn, town of Albion, that sort of thing.
Wow.
Well, you know, we got to get more money from the state. You know, they keep building up their surplus. Now there's a $1 billion surplus. Why is there a surplus? Because they're not spending it on communities that need it, in counties that need it, cities that need it. So that's why we have that. And they always complain, well, we can't keep spending money. Well, no, you should spend money. Making sure that we have a police force, that
it's our
we have
money.
Food, we have schools. Yeah, it's a problem.
And there was an announcement yesterday, a new chief of police for Madison, right, Savannah?
That's officially. Right. John Patterson was sworn in. So he is our third permanent police chief in 6 years. We've had a lot of, I would say, short-term police chiefs over the last few years. So I think the hope is that he sticks around, and he's been in Madison for 27 years at this point, or with the department. 27 years.
Yeah, he's been around for a long time.
So. Long time.
Good for him.
Long time.
What's his name again?
John Patterson.
Yeah. Patterson. Okay, Patterson. I thought maybe they gave me an extra job.
You didn't know? Okay. Savannah, thank you. Good to talk to you.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you next week. You have a good weekend. All right.
You too, guys.
All right.
Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News. Okay.
Well,
we got a couple of calls on the line here. Yeah. Let's go to Dick this morning. Good morning, Dick. What's on your mind?
Oh, congratulations, John. I'm sure you're as qualified for that as any of these people that are being hired by ICE.
You know, I guess you're right.
Yeah. This shutdown, I'm reading about what it's going to do to the economy, because the last one in 2018 went on about 34 days, I think it was. Mm-hmm. And they're saying this is going to be much worse because of the timing of it right before the holidays. Yeah. But also to these people that keep saying the Democrats are at least there, as I understand it.
Yep.
It's hard to negotiate anything when you're not negotiating with anyone. And perfect example of how they operate all the time. What was the first thing Mitch McConnell said in January of 2009 when Barack Obama became president? We're going to do everything we can to make him a one-term president.
Yes,
now, is that really working towards governing the country?
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, and they constantly, oh, we'll find some common ground somewhere. No, all they want to do is obstruct everything.
That's right. And, you know, I did play those cuts the other day. Brian Stile, Fitzgerald. Scott Fitzgerald, and it was Ron Johnson also, all confirmed that they are not negotiating the ACA tax credits at all. Not at all. and they call each one of those programs, even the tax credits, waste, fraud, and abuse. The cliches are out again.
Thank you, Dick, for that call. Let's go to Mark. He's on the phone this morning. Good morning, Mark. What do you got for us today?
Well, number one, it's this whole ballroom reminds me of Louis XVI. Yeah. And rather than let them eat cake, it's let them not eat for cutting back on the SNAP benefits.
That's right.
But I mean, it is just, and for the Reagan Foundation to go after, say, well, there might be misusing this speech. Once a president makes a speech like that, doesn't that become part of history? I mean, that would be like putting a handcuffs on somebody repeating the Gettysburg Address or any of the famous addresses of Roosevelt's Freedom from Fear speech. I mean, it does not belong to the Ronald Reagan Foundation or Ronald Reagan anymore. It belongs to we, the American people, to history itself rather than this nonsense of Trump having a snit over this here. I mean, Trump lied about the whole ballroom thing. Let's face it, Caroline Leavitt says, oh, he doesn't lie. He didn't tell the truth. He said he was not going to touch the East Wing, and now it's been touched.
It's been demolished.
Yes.
Yes.
Wow.
Good points, Mark. Thank you for that.
In a major way. Let's go to CJ now. CJ, what do you got for us?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. Yeah.
Day 24 of Tammy Baldwin and Chuck Schumer's shutdown.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they could solve this very easily. The first time ever, a continuing resolution, the longest ever.
But you know,
so it would have kept spending for SNAP. It would have kept all the spending there. But Tammy Baldwin and Chuck Schumer have to play politics because that's what it's all about.
What I understand is the government can determine, you know, where they want to spend the money, what's important, and they can continue to spend money on those programs.
Yeah, and the Republicans could pass this, you know, doing what they on their own without any Democratic help. They could just do that special resolution.
That's what the Democrats would do, guys.
Oh, okay.
They aren't going to break the filibuster.
Oh, okay.
Because, you know, John Fetterman, who would ever thought he would be the most sensible Democrat?
Mm-hmm.
And what, the Georgia Ossoff, and who's the other one from Georgia that voted for the continuing of the Republicans?
Yeah.
Well, I don't understand that. And here's the thing, CJ. We're negotiating trying to get those tax credits for the ACA. Do you believe that that should continue, or should all these people be exposed to not being able to afford health care in the future? You know, we're talking tens of millions of Americans losing their health care.
20 million. Yeah.
Well, here's something I want you guys to do, because you can do it, and do a little research, because in the Democrat proposal, their continuing resolution, it repeals the safeguards that the big, beautiful bill protected from illegals getting free health care. That's what the Democrats are fighting for.
CJ, thanks for the call. I just want to correct you on that. It's emergency room funding that affects Americans going to the emergency room and immigrants going into the emergency room, because we don't ask for passports in order to take care of people in the emergency room. It's a law. You have to get taken care of in the emergency room. It affects both Americans and immigrants. So it's a bad idea getting rid of that.
Yeah. 19 minutes past the hour. When we come back, we'll continue with more of today's big stories. And in about 15 minutes, Rocker in the studio with a Max Inc. preview. It's John and Gordy on WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
I'm going to Cheeseland, Cheeseland, the Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
Nothing like it. It's a great trip, staycation. Oh, yeah. John and Gordy.
7:23, 92.7 WMDX. Yeah. A beautiful clear sky across Madison this morning from our State Street studios, looking nice all day long. But we have a freeze warning still in effect till 9 a.m. And temperatures at 30 degrees this morning, some frost on your windshield, highs near 51 today. In fact, this is the last weekend to enjoy sitting out at the UW-Madison Memorial Union Terrace. They're taking away the chairs, those That's right. beautiful sunburst chairs. Get taken away after this weekend.
That's right.
Back
they're
into
actually,
storage.
They're actually asking people to take the chairs with them.
Take the chairs with you. Feel free to take them along and, you know, just bring them back
don't
next
say
summer.
That.
You don't have to bring them back.
You don't have to bring them back.
No.
They're free for the taking. Just
Do
go ahead.
Do not encourage this kind of mayhem.
What?
I need furniture for my apartment.
Yeah, so here, Tom.
Stop it.
Go out to the terrace.
That's you are my plan. Dementing a child. Stop it.
And here's some good news for next week. Yeah. The northbound lanes on John Nolan Drive will be closed overnight all next week.
Oh, my gosh.
So, that's you know, if nice. You're an overnight traveler, just forget about it. Don't go anywhere near
John
Nolan.
We have
John
a couple texts here. When CJ calls, just play the Reagan speech on tariffs.
Yeah.
Or thank you for cutting him off and correcting CJ when he lies. Yeah. That's Troy. Thank you, Troy. And CJ, like Trump, and of course, Goebbels, thinks it's easy to just keep repeating the lie. Page 57.
Yeah.
It makes you what you
know,
are, a troll.
Can Catherine, I just say hi? Yeah, hi. I'm
good
here.
Morning.
I came in early.
Catherine's
I'm going
here.
To go to a meeting for the Downtown Madison, Inc. They're doing a really neat presentation this morning. So Phil Jimenez, our new regional sales guy,
yeah.
we're going to go over there to see that. He's in the building now.
Yeah, okay. Yes, I just saw him.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting because it's going to talk about State Street and everything going on downtown. Mm-hmm. And why the heck they won't advertise on our station. That's what the topic is going to be for me. Anyway,
really?
They don't seem to need to advertise anywhere.
Well,
that's
they're on State Street. I mean,
know,
what
right?
else do you need to know?
They
they're,
don't need to. They
got plenty of traffic all the time.
We're
so.
Going to change that, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I also wanted to come in and just say to you, I want to get out of the way because I know Rocker is setting up his entire
getting,
system. You see this?
I know.
This is wonderful because he does such a great job on Saturday
yeah.
nights with Max Inc. But I also just, this was just... another spectacular show from the beginning when I put the phone under my pillow and
yeah.
listened to
yeah.
you from 6 o'clock to 6:15 and then finally get my butt out of bed. It was just joy. It was tragedy. It was laughter. It was a little smile, a little tear.
Yes.
It's been a great day. And I just want to say, you 7 o'clockers, if you don't listen to 6:06
yeah.
when they first get started, you're missing something.
Well, yeah,
oh, well,
we
thank you.
We really vent at that nice. Point.
I know. I wanted to call in like 3 times today. But
really?
Like,
yeah. So you really like the show so far?
So far, so good.
Well, thanks for jinxing the rest of it. Now, so.
All right. Look,
okay, you're going to move along to your meeting. Okay.
I'm desperately trying to get to the big story.
Okay. Well, do we have time for that?
Well, I don't know. I don't think we do.
Okay.
We have time for the big story for sure. Look,
yeah,
we're
good.
A couple minutes?
You don't think so?
Okay, here it is. NPR had a great story dissecting the plan by Stephen Miller, Trump, and Russell Vogt to convince Americans that up is down by making it easy to understand opposition to fascism is a bad thing.
Really?
So what they're going to do now is they're going to go after everybody. Let's listen to this report from National Public Radio. Listen.
Okay.
Well, it was 2 weeks ago that Trump hosted top administration officials as well as some right-wing influencers for a roundtable at the White House about Antifa, which is shorthand for anti-fascist. Experts, as you noted, say Antifa is not an organization. It is more of a movement or an ideology that is opposed to fascism. Now, towards the end of that meeting, Trump was asked whether he would designate Antifa a foreign terrorist organization. Here's what he said.
Think it would help?
They have foreign legs
all across
Western Europe. I'd be glad
to do it. I think it's the kind of thing I'd like to do. If you'd like, does everybody agree? If you agree, I agree. Let's get it done. Okay? Let's get it done. Marco, we'll take care of it.
So the State Department pulls together information called an administrative record on a given group when deciding whether to designate it. There is legal criteria. Is the entity in question an organization? Is it foreign? Is it engaged in terrorist activity that threatens Americans or U.S. national security interests? Experts tell me it would be difficult based on that criteria to designate Antifa a foreign terrorist organization.
Think?
Remember, experts say Antifa isn't a cohesive organization. And then even if you try to characterize it as one, it has been described repeatedly, including by senior administration officials and the executive order earlier as being inherently domestic, not foreign. All of that said, experts I spoke with say that if the Trump administration really wants to do this, really wants to get it done, it could make a creative argument to push a designation over the line. And if it does so, the experts who I spoke with say that the reverberations of that, the potential consequences, would likely be massive and could touch on everything from social media to academia and financial institutions. Well, one immediate thing that it would do is allow federal prosecutors to bring criminal charges of material support to a designated terrorist organization. This was a bread and butter charge against ISIS and Al-Qaeda supporters. It carries a sentence of up to 20 years in prison. And material support is very, very broadly defined. It could be something as small as a bottle of water or a $10 gift card.
Yes.
And if Antifa is designated as a foreign terrorist organization, prosecutors could bring that charge against anyone associated with what the Trump administration is calling Antifa, to sweep up anything that the administration considers left-wing. That's just the criminal liability. Then there are the potential cascading effects as companies and institutions would look to avoid potential legal risk. So social media companies take their cues from the government on which groups are dangerous. Experts say they would likely take steps to restrict any communication on their platforms that could be seen as related to Antifa.
Wow.
Universities, they could curtail conferences or research related to anti-fascism.
Unbelievable.
Insurance companies, experts say, they could think twice about insuring universities or foundations, think tanks, that touch anything related to, again, this nebulous term Antifa. And while a designation would be subject to legal challenge, there is a question, experts say, of who could step up and challenge a designation when, again, experts say there is no organization Antifa.
NPR Justice
Court. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, that is just outrageous. And that takes a shot at the left only. They would, if they wanted to, designate neo-Nazis or Proud Boys or the other militias that are actual networks. Uh-huh. They could, but they haven't included them.
All right. And when we come back after the Midwest Food and Farm Report, Rockers in the studio with a Max Inc. preview, some great local and regional music highlights coming up.
Lead singer John Peterson, the Gordy Young Band.
That's right.
On backup.
7:36. It's Friday morning. It's cold out there. Freeze warning about to be lifted. And then temperatures climbing up to about 51 for a high. And a lot of sunshine today. But it's still very chilly, right around the freezing mark this morning.
I just want to get something out real quick here. And this is for Troy. He asked a question. He wanted us to ask a question to the Farm Babe, and I forgot to do that. He had heard somebody say that farmers are doing better right now than the majority did in 4 years with under Biden. He wanted to ask the Farm Babe whether why that would be true or false. Okay. So we will we'll pass that along, and then we'll talk about it the next time we talk to Pam.
Well, that'll be Monday morning.
That's right. So we'll do that. Thanks for keeping track.
Okay. just want to let you know the Wisconsin Book Festival is underway. It started yesterday. It goes through Monday. It's the 24th annual fall celebration. Civic Media is one of the sponsors of that. And our own Matt Rothschild was a presenter and a moderator yesterday for one of those events. If you want to find out more, just go to our website, WMDXradio.com. Okay, let's welcome Rocker into the studio. Good morning, Rocker. How you doing, man?
What's happening, guys?
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Max Inc. Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights on WMDX 92.7.
Always a great show.
This week, Terry Barr and myself, we're off.
You're off.
We're off this week. And so it's my wife, Alice, it's our anniversary, 20th anniversary. So we're going to take off. We're going to go out to dinner at Lombardino's here in town.
Yeah.
A really good restaurant.
Yes.
And have some fun. And meanwhile, we're going to have Rob Roberts here spinning local Wisconsin-made music and previewing live music shows around the Mad City. So
that's
Rob
good.
Roberts will be sitting
He's
in
good.
This
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
And then we'll be back in 2 weeks and same old Max Inc. Radio. All Listen right. to the podcast of the show and find out about interviews and performances on Max Inc. Radio, Spotify, and Apple Music pages, or go to civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. You can hear all the podcasts, cutout interviews, all the good stuff right here on Civic Media. All musicians, also listen up, because Max Inc. Radio loves to play your new music and even your old stuff or your old dead band. So make sure to send us MP3s, right? Send it to music@civicmedia.us. That's music@civicmedia.us. And we'll consider it for on-air playback on Max Inc. Radio. But, you know, maybe your band is also interested in playing live in our studio on Max Inc. Radio, and we're booking for January and beyond. So shoot us an email, once again, music@civicmedia.us, or send us a message on Facebook, too.
All right.
Recently on Max Inc. Radio, like 2 weeks ago, Jeff Burkhart came in for an interview. And Jeff Burkhart, he's a singer, songwriter, performer who's been featured on PBS Wisconsin. We've played his music here. You may have seen him around the Marquette Waterfront Festival or Willie Street Fair. But he played live on Max Inc. Radio, and he had a really good song. And I thought we'd play you something that you would hear right here live in the studio. So here's a little sample. Jeff Burkhart, this song is called We Gotta Fight, live on Max Inc. Radio.
There is certainty in killing democracy, loss of camaraderie with all other countries. Sloppy policy and demagoguery is not what it used to be. Delusional actions of fascists have their vengeance. There's only a remnant of honor and truth. What else can we do? We gotta fight for the right to fight tonight. We gotta fight for the right to fight tomorrow. Yeah, we gotta fight for the right to fight tonight. We gotta fight for the right to fight tomorrow.
Now that's real nice.
Jeff Burkhart.
Okay,
Jeff
Mark
Burkhart.
That.
That's great.
Mark that. We want to use that for one of our show intros.
Seriously.
Makes sense to me.
I'll have to send you that one, Dom.
Yeah.
Alrighty.
Like it a lot, yeah.
That's pretty cool, huh? He does quite a few kind of close to protest music, I guess you might call it.
When, sure.
And I was kind of thinking how, you know, in the 60s, oh boy, we had a lot, right?
We had a ton
and
of protest
And then we had a lot
music.
Of change.
Right.
And then we were like, gosh, you know, maybe we don't need it. We can start singing about, you know, other stuff. And
right.
now we kind of need it again, I think.
We need it.
I think
badly.
So. Yes. No doubt.
The Butcher's Kid, we talked about him last week, and we played a new song, Friday, October 24th, that's tonight, at the Rockdale Bar out in Rockdale, just past Cambridge, right?
Yep.
Recently, Johnny Nelson, his dad passed away, and his nickname was Butch, or the Butcher. So this is Johnny, and he's the Butcher's Kid. This was recorded and produced by Paul Schluter at Megatone Studios, and Johnny played all the parts except for drum and lead guitar. So I brought in another brand new song. This is, what's the name of this song? I think I got a typo here. Can you
the
see?
Butcher's Kid.
Yeah, The Butcher's Kid.
A Mystery Holiday.
All right.
She can shrug it off like it ain't no thing. And I'll keep coming back like a moth to the flame. You just stare. Looking for that reason for what just happened.
like that guitar riff there. That was nice. Good.
The Butcher's Kid. Yeah. Tonight in Rockdale.
Rockdale is just south of Cambridge.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And I think it's like the only bar in town, right?
I think so, yeah. Right?
I think it is.
I mean, if you drive too fast, it's like there's like probably a gas station in that bar, right?
Yeah.
A bridge, a river, and a bar.
Yeah. Tonight is also the Madtown Mannish Boys.
Oh, boy.
Friday, October 24th. That's at 8 p.m. tonight. It's at the Roxy in Madison, and that's 327 Gorham Avenue.
Right.
I was just checking out. That's kind of a new place, and it looks crazy. You got to see the pictures. It's very decorated.
Just a couple blocks away.
Yeah,
right.
Right here on State Street.
And the Madtown Mannish Boys, what a great band.
Oh, man, they bring fresh, authentic energy to blues and soul and just great musicians and really just a great band. You got to check them out. This is the Madtown Mannish Boys, Get Out of My Life, Woman.
Get out of my eyes, teardrop. I got to see my way around.
Very mannish of them. get the women out of their life.
Yeah,
you
get
know?
Out of my life, woman.
I mean, it's great.
What's the message there?
They are, you know, they play some of the classic blues, right? Some of the classics. One of the guys in the band, Paul, he owns Paul's Pelmeni right over here, Russian dumpling restaurant. And one of the other guys, I think he's the guitar player, owns a restaurant out in Sauk City. So,
yeah.
They're tied to the
restaurant. I've seen them a couple of times. I saw them up at the Baraboo has a little blues festival that they've been doing lately with Mark Tully and those guys. And I think they were up there last year, last summer. Yeah.
Quality blues band. Great harmonica player, great singer. They really do a good job.
Yeah.
Scalloween. It's coming Thursday, October 30th at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. One beer, please. Cuoca, Lowboy, and Mezcales. I mean, if you want to see some ska music right here in Madison at the Gamma Ray Bar, it's for Halloween. I think it'd be a good time. Wear a costume, right? Let's hear a song from them. One beer, please. This is Money, Money, Money.
I work all night. I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my dreams, I have a plan. If I got me a wealthy man, I wouldn't have to work at all. I'd move around and have a ball.
I love ska. It's so danceable and fun music.
Yeah,
I
mean, well, it's fun. It's like, you know, well, you know, we hear blues, right?
And yeah.
Blues is sad.
It's
right? Funk! Well, that's sexy, right?
Yeah, funk.
Ska is happy, right?
Very dance happy around. Music.
Skank it, right?
Well, you might be able to poke it at that. I'm not sure.
I don't know. It's not in 3/4 timing, Jeff.
I know. But, you know, you can try, right? We always try here in Wisconsin.
Polka's got to be the 1, 2, 3.
I know it does. Yes, yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Do we have time for one more, or should we wait till the break here?
I think we can sneak one in here.
You know, Bad Wolf, they were a band around the 80s and 90s, maybe more 90s. They're having an album completion party Saturday, November 8th. They've gotten back together. And that's going to be at the Boulevard Lanes, 8 to 11:30, Saturday, November 8th. After reunion shows in 2007 and 2008, the band members, they went to other projects like Lube, Angels and Outlaws, And then in April 23, they Bad Wolf got together for the musical celebration for life of Kenny Gonzo Keith. You may remember him as the singer for Metal Gonz, Vinyl Thunder, and Predator. And when he passed away, they had a big celebration, and the band got back together, and they just couldn't stop, right? Mm-hmm. They kept going, they kept rehearsing, and they wrote a new album of 12 songs. And the album's called The Dotted Line. It was recorded at Megatone Studios with Paul Schluter, and it's going to be released later in 2025. But they're having a show coming up, right? But this is the brand new premiere. Do we have it?
Yeah, we got time. Let's listen to it, and then we'll come back
with more. Let's check this out. This is brand new. Nobody's ever heard it in the entire world. This is Bad Wolf on the John and Gordy Show premiering. The song came to me last night, the title track from the new album. This is called Dotted Line, Bad Wolf.
And we'll be back with more of the Max Inc. Preview with Rocker on John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX with Bad Wolf. Sign it on the dotted line. We're back with the Max Inc. Preview with Rocker in the studio. It's John and Gordy wrapping things up for a Friday. And what else you got for us today, Rocker? What else is going on?
Wow. Besides that, Bad Wolf, is that totally kick butt or
they
what?
They are great.
I mean, that's a premiere of that. That's a brand new album coming out. I can't wait to hear it. These guys are back together playing select shows. So make sure to see them Saturday, November 8th at the Boulevard Lanes. That's 8 to 11:30. I'm going to be there for sure. And actually, in 2 weeks, Bad Wolf will be on Max Inc. Radio. We'll be interviewing them about their reunion shows and their comeback and their new album, Dotted Line.
Man, sound terrific.
Oh, okay. Man. Well, I thought I'd reach into Rocker's closet, and I looked way back, and at the very beginning when I started doing the John and Gordy show, I was bringing in some Rocker's closet.
Mm-hmm.
I go into Rocker's closet, and you know, I open the door, all the things fall on me just like the boom, foo, and it's music. And so it's old music. It's old music that hasn't been around in this city for a long time. So I thought I'd pull out, because Dave Benton, remember we talked about him from the Ghost Particles. He passed away a couple of weeks ago.
Yes.
He was in Spooner. He was, but he also had Boat Records, and he put out many albums with Madison Bands over a couple decades. And one of them was The Other Kids, and they were a staple in the Madison scene from 1983 to 1992. And in 1987, they recorded an album with Boat Records. It was, where's the happy, it's Happy Something, recorded at Smart Studios, Butch Vig from Garbage, and Steve Marker, has engineering credits on it. It was produced by Butch Vig, and that was a little before he got famous with Nirvana. So let's check this out. It's about Mantown. It's Mantown, The Other Kids. This is from Rocker's Closet.
All right.
I had your picture in the vocal booth. It's funny, but my voice didn't change. To tell you how I'm feeling now, I'd have to be insane. And I
somebody down somewhere. By the time you finally listen, I know I won't be here in Mad Town. In Mad Town.
Ah, nice clean version of that.
Yes.
We'll have to pick up on that whole song. We play a little segment from these guys.
From that song?
The Other Kids. I didn't know it was The Other Kids.
Oh, yeah. You have that?
Yeah,
we have
a version of
that. Not quite as clean and nice as that.
Yeah, that one was way better. It was great.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a great band. You know, back when bar time was 12:30 in Madison, you would go down to Mifflin Street after leaving the bar, and you would just kind of look down the street. And you would know which houses were having parties by which staircase was filled with people.
Right.
You'd go buy a single cup for $2 and then take it to all the parties. And then all of those attics would be bands playing. This was in the 80s, at least.
Okay.
And they were called attic parties. So you would leave the bar. You'd go to an attic party till like 4 in the morning. And often you would find the Other Kids in one of the attics. They had a huge attic following and were a huge attic party band. Of course, you know, things changed. They started getting first the police decided to get rid of the parties by busting people selling beer.
Yeah,
of course. So they started selling popcorn, right?
Yeah.
But you know, it caught up with them in the end, and the police kind of put the kibosh on some of those attic parties. But that was a part of Madison music history.
Well, no, it's doubt. Too bad. I mean, we should have kept something like that going, or get some an agreement with the police. They've been often pretty good here in town.
People need popcorn.
We do need popcorn. And beer.
And live music.
And live music.
What else could you ask for?
That's good. Yes, include the music.
Mm-hmm. We got about a minute or so left here. Rocker, just remind us what's happening with Max Inc. this weekend.
Max Inc. Radio.
You're taking the weekend off.
We're taking
Alice.
The weekend off. Me and Alice, we're going to Lombardino's for dinner, and we're going to love it. And listen to Rob Roberts. He's going to be spinning local Wisconsin-made music and previewing live music shows around the Mad City. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights on WMDX 92.7. Make sure to find us at civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio or find us on Spotify or Apple Music.
You know, Lombardino's a great restaurant.
Is
I lived
it?
Right near. Oh, yeah.
That's
oh
going to be
God.
My first time. I'm excited.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. It's beautiful.
You live about 50 feet from it.
What do you suggest? Any suggestions?
Well, they have a chicken dish there.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the name of it, but it's really excellent.
Like so if you tomato like sauce base?
Yeah, chicken and pasta and, tomato sauce base.
I'm thinking of a steak. You know, I mean, you go to a restaurant like that.
Yeah.
You know, you got to be like the Sopranos and get
well,
a steak.
Well, it's Italian. Okay. Yeah, yes. But
all right, yeah.
I'll tell you what, it's got a great atmosphere and
you want to be able to walk out of there.
Wonderful food.
Exactly.
Terrific place to go for an anniversary or any kind of special occasion.
Oh,
so
man.
You'll enjoy that.
I'm looking forward to
yes.
it. Happy anniversary, Alice.
Yeah, there 28. You go. That's Rocker. And again, tune into the Max Inc. preview Saturday nights right here on WMDX. Thanks, Rocker.
That's where the neighborhood mob bosses hang out, by the way.
That's why I'm going there.
On Monday's show, we will talk to Sharon Bowie. He's with the Moses Organization talking about incarcerated individuals on rehab and more, and they're having a fundraiser. We'll find out about that. That's going to do it for us. Stephanie Miller is next. John, have a wonderful week.
Well, thanks. It's been crazy in here.
Yes. Dom, you too. Rocker, thanks for being here. All right. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.